When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Apologise for the temperature, lads.
Cost of living crash.
The energy crash is finally at Tong Village, isn't it?
My radiator's fogged there.
Put my bloody hat back on, it's freezing here.
It's getting cold, and since I've put the flipping thing on.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year to you all.
Hope everybody's well.
I'm pissed off, mate.
Coming angry, haven't you?
Coming angry.
Coming late and angry.
Not late.
I think he's coming angry, though, to cover up for him being late. he knows he's late, so you'll never be... Oh, someone's bloody hit me wing mirror. Right. Quick diversion.
I were a bit late, I'll be honest with you, but went to my dad's... An hour?
Yeah. Go on, carry on.
No, 15 minutes, I were late.
Carry on.
Went to my dad's last night. Come out to get a car, some twat's fucking hit me wing mirror off, ain't there?
Oh dear.
Fucked off. No,
left
stop.
It.
Yeah.
You do same.
Eh?
If you hit somebody's wing mirror off, you're gone.
If you're in a hurry.
Probably done it. Honestly, I've probably done it before.
That's it. Karma, John.
So
it goes around.
I've never done it before. So I need a wing mirror.
Right.
It's just the hassle of it, innit?
John's the kind of guy as well, just get a wing mirror, you know, from scrapyard, like a different colour.
Just stick that on for us, mate. It'll be right.
You know, my old car?
A purple Fiat one.
On my old car, I want to get a fuck. Because obviously it's a battered one here. Yeah. But I try and look after this one.
What's your fuck?
It's all over it.
No, I have it one thing in it. But I am trying to look after it, and some dickhead is fucking... smash my wing mirror off.
How much are they retailing at, them wing mirrors?
I don't know, but I drove here up motorway. I can't see a fucking... I've got a bad neck.
He's got one of Katie's makeup mirrors.
So we're putting the Patreon up to pay for John's wing mirror and for my radiator. £6 a month.
Well, yes, Merry Christmas, everybody. We thought we'd finish the year with a few of the best clips from Patreon.
And you've just played a few, and I forgot a lot of them.
I might as well be rendered useless in this, because I can't remember any.
Yeah.
Some beauties.
You'll enjoy it then, because it'll be a nice reminder.
Oh, but I might enjoy it for a little bit warmer.
Looking at you two now, right, I remember the last day in Qatar, and you were like, I'm ready for a warm. 30 degrees it was.
Get me back to the double tree.
Like putting his sun, I'm ready for a warm, me. And you just sat there like...
Honestly, after 3 or 4 days, I was ready for back to no army. I was definitely ready.
Cold. Obviously, this is what, Friday, is it?
Yeah.
So it's World Cup final on Sunday.
So
this will come out after. We'll have new world champions or double back-to-back world champions.
I hope Argentina win me, do you?
Yeah.
It's time's a healer. Because... England fans' relationship with Argentina's always been a turbulent one, hasn't it?
I know, but the thing is, to be fair, it's lesser at two evils, is it?
Yeah.
I'd rather neither of them win. I'd rather Morocco would have won. Or Morocco.
I don't mind the RGs. Yeah. Do you not like them?
I'm just thinking historically.
Did you choose history over geography at school? Yeah?
What do you mean?
Geography over history, even. Yeah.
The Falklands, I just don't mind them. Yeah,
Beckham,
but...
You know, the... There was...
Oh, I'm not bothered about the Beckham bit. I'm more thinking the Falklands bit, not the Beckham bit.
Yeah. I don't mind them.
Oh,
fucking hell. Further to the French, 100%.
We've just lost his expat patrons here. Cheers, Chris. Fucking hell, fire.
Argentina, for me, I want to win, I think.
Yes, no. I like, just to top the Messi off.
Yeah.
Messi Ronaldo jobby off. Fuck you, Cristiano.
Yeah, that's it. Just because you know it's going to kill... Cristiano.
Yeah.
Do you think it will?
Yeah.
Do you think he's that bothered?
Yeah. Really is.
I don't think Messi's that bothered.
No. No, I don't really think Messi gives two fucks about it. But it'll really, really hurt Cristiano. Is he signed for anybody? No, as he thought. Nobody wants him.
He's training with Real Madrid, isn't he?
Is he?
Well, he was the other day. I think his boy's there.
When I were at Stoke, I went back to Yorkshire a couple of days pre-season. They didn't want to fucking sign us.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up there, you know.
No.
So what did you make? Obviously, quarters, disappointing. Going out to France, we not spoke about it.
It's the same old story, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're used to it.
I think we're better off going in shit. You know, like just stumbling into World Cup and not expecting no.
Yeah.
Well, we did. Because over the summer, they wanted him out. You know, if he didn't win in five games or didn't score in five games or something ridiculous. So they wanted him out before it, but...
He's thinking about it now, isn't he? What to do? I was listening to... I can't remember.
There's been some shit sport, hasn't there? My goodness.
I want him to stay, me. Gareth.
Well, the thing is, right, do you know, if he does leave... What job do you think he's getting? Wolves? Something like Wolves?
Like, would a Leicester give him a...
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Do you think?
His stock is high, in my opinion.
But his stock wasn't high as a club manager, really, before he got the England job.
You know, when you say his stock's high, he's underachieved with that squad, isn't he, really?
I know, I just think he's overall, high? What he's done for English... football, like they made them respectable again, because we remember Hodgson, that I don't know what tournament it was, when he had Harry Kane on flipping throw-ins and that.
Well, yeah,
we were a laughing stock, so he's dragged us through that. I don't know, he's probably taking the credit for all these good young players, isn't he? He's not to credit for that, but I just feel like he's put us back on the map. So his stock is high, I think.
I don't think it is.
Do you not?
No. So I was listening to it and they were like, oh, yeah, he's got to go on it. And I'm like, the arrogance. Like, are we just going to win the World Cup? We're playing the world champions, aren't we? And it's a knockout stage. It's just a game of football, isn't it? And you're playing the world champions, the best players in the world, and it's a knockout. And anything can happen.
But we're playing a depleted world champions.
Well, they might be double world champions.
Well,
now.
But they've not got Benzema, who was the top man. Pogba, another pricker, I think, by the way. Kante, they had two tournament injuries straight away, didn't they?
Still in final,
I know they are, but that's what I'm saying. We had our best team, didn't we? There were nobody missing for England this year. Nobody missing who would have gone, would you think?
No.
Probably not.
So we've got everybody available and we've still...
But I think if England play France 10 times, it's going to be 6-5 either way. Win 5 each and it just didn't go our way.
But that's the difference,
toss of a coin,
isn't it? That's the difference. It always goes the other way when we need it to go our way, doesn't it?
Well, we had a good kick of the ball, didn't we?
Oh, we enjoyed ourselves over there, didn't we?
Yeah.
We enjoyed ourselves. There were some fucking shenanigans with that David, weren't there? Fucking hellfire.
Everybody didn't listen to the World Cup podcast. We had a few issues, didn't we? We had David come with us and he missed a few flights. Didn't have his...
That's more than one.
Yeah.
More than two. Three flights he missed.
It was just a debacle at end, weren't it?
I wouldn't have changed it, though.
It might
have cost us 10 grand, but I wouldn't have changed it.
No, to be fair, we'd probably even end itself out with cakes yet once he didn't get here. Because, fuck, I don't, honestly, he should be like a size of a bus, him, shouldn't he? Yeah.
Finished it all off in Bolton.
Yeah, like that. Matty, what time's David getting here? Oh, no, it's going to be tomorrow night. He's missed another. We got to win it with a shock.
Yeah.
All right, no bother, Dave. No bother. No problem at all.
It ended 2:30 in Bolton.
Yeah.
Definitely, maybe.
Yeah, a good buggy.
Didn't for me, hour off.
Yeah, you were tired, pissed, grumpy, hungry. Oh, full house.
Ill as well.
Jesus.
I had the fucking worst kebab meat and chips and all that way over.
Did you?
Oh, it was filth.
I must say, I was impressed with where you took us, Chris.
Yeah?
What, in Bolton?
Mm.
Wow, what it?
There was a singer on.
Yeah, with the live music, definitely, maybe. But it was busy, wasn't it?
Very busy.
Put 200 in there. I'll tell you this. I shouldn't say this, really, because you will you'll love this. You went home, didn't you? And then we went in a, we went in the club bar, wasn't it? Bit of live Late music bar. On. They were my that were my stomping ground in me younger days where you used to go in there, you know, like Cheers, everybody knows your name, you know. And I get uncomfortable with it anyway. You know, when people want a photograph,
I'll get what? I don't think you can fucking make your mouth say, oh, right. In Doha, they were stood on tables. like a meerkat, right. So you never noticed him.
Because
it's the bald one. It's the bald one.
Go on.
Because it's nice, isn't it? When the, so many people watch and listen to the podcast and there's a bit of appreciation, but I always feel like, you know, that we talk about the imposter, like I can get it with the ex-footballers maybe, but I'm like, well, you know, do you really want a picture with me? Really? Really? I can imagine kids coming down on, you know, on Christmas morning and you're filming them and then it comes up, camera roll full. Like you're going through, aren't you? You're deleting that one. Like, come on, get you there. That's gone. But we went in, and there were a couple of lads in there that obviously listened to the podcast, and they come over, didn't they? I just thought, I'm having a drink, I'm having a dance. So go ahead, and I swear, I had a moment when I stopped. Like I just, this blew my mind. It blew my mind because you can see people that I look, and it's not. And I was stood on the dance floor, and I swear, right, there were two girls on either side of me, both wanted a shot at the title.
I swear. I know he's made this one
honestly
up.
Right, you must be, you'd have been used to it, you know, but back in the day being footballers, and but it was just like some lads who must enjoy the podcast asked for a photo, and then they must have been like, who's that, like, and there were two, one on either side, they were like shadowing me like F-16 fighters, and I were fucking Air Force One in the middle. It just absolutely blew my mind. I looked like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, look at me, oil painted. I'm Picasso.
I looked over, he had his phone out, and he had them videos up. You know, when he did the quizzes in lockdown, and he was doing them celebrations.
Fuck off.
No, you're trying to convince them.
That's him there. He's gone home. That's me there, Jerry Halliwell, and that's Robbie Williams. There. That's Robbie Williams. That's him. Oh, Jerry Halliwell, Robbie.
I mean, I don't know that many famous people from Bolton.
Yeah.
Peter Kerr.
The cat.
Vernon Kerr. Sarah Cox. The other one.
John McGinley.
Oh, he's not from Bolton, though, is he? But I think you're in the top five most famous people ever to come out of Bolton, Chris.
Number four is a pie.
So I'm back tonight. I'm back in.
Are you going in?
Oh, am I?
What were they? Yeah. What were the two Norrises like? I bet one weren't 22.
Fuck.
Honestly.
Stone.
Yeah, honestly. I'm like, no, but seriously, you must have had it as when you were playing, like, when it's just like, you've no idea, you've just seen somebody take a picture and then all of a sudden, you're like a vulture. And I'm like, well, what? Like, it just blew my mind. The situation blew my mind.
Something's just popped back in my head then. Do you know where we were sat in that place in Bolton? You know, under the screen, you see that man with that woman? She was about 50-ish. She came over, she went, I'm not Tommy Topping, but she came over, she went, what's all this then? I says, oh, we're doing a podcast, we're watching the game, and blah, blah, blah. I tried explaining it to her. She says, what? Oh, so it's a YouTuber. Yeah, she says, pass her your phone, I'll put it in. And so I went in, I went onto YouTube, and she went, oh, I thought you want to put your number in.
She's about 50.
I am. That's unfortunate and not, love. So you felt famous, like you felt.
No, but like it, the situation just blew my mind. It did.
Did you go home and set a rose?
Oh, when I went,
you need to Don Connolly, your lucky stars, you love.
Still got it.
You better fucking shape up, you love, because I can trade you in.
Shape up or ship out.
22, she were. I tell you what, some Bolton up for me after France's first goal. So, what, how many minutes in is this? 20?
Yeah.
France's first goal goes in. I'm looking up to the screen. I just seen this pint pot full fly and hit the top corner of the screen.
It wasn't even the goal. It was when he didn't give a penalty for England.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
If so it was a goal, I'd say fair enough, but not for a
but I'm thinking,
bad VAR decision.
He don't know that's not like a proper screen, does he? If that's smashed, he's fucked it for us all. Yeah. But all none of us are watching it then, are we?
It was a penalty, though. Fair play, bro.
Yeah.
I got milked as well that night when I got back. That's your...
Yeah.
Someone nicked all my milk.
Oh, I thought you meant... I thought you
bastards.
Meant, I thought you meant you got on all fours. And...
They really did like you, didn't you, them two?
Did you take them both home? So I thought you meant you were on all fours getting milked.
All my stuff had gone it morning. It was there when I got home, but I couldn't be arsed taking it in, and then it all gone it morning.
No, but it was a good do, wasn't it? Thanks to everybody who watched all the World Cup stuff, and it's timeless, isn't it? So if you've not seen it, you can go back and have a look.
I think it'll be still raw for a lot of people, the France one. So
yeah, when
might be a delay of
when you've healed
it.
A bit.
Yeah,
go back.
Are we going to go to Euros?
Might as well, eh?
Where is it this time?
Germany, is it?
Is it?
Is it Germany?
I think it's, oh God knows.
If anybody wants to sponsor us, get in fucking early because there'll be loads this time.
Well, but a massive thanks to Swifty. Obviously, they sponsored all the World Cup stuff. Absolutely incredible. And the link's in the description if you want to get involved, because I'm going to still be going throughout the rest of the season. I think I'm on about 60 quid. I started with a fiver, so yeah. Oh. I'm on fire. But we've talked about it numerous times. It's just like Tinder. They pop you up your bets for the games, and you can have a go.
It's carrying on after the World Cup as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just for the World Cup.
Premier League, Championship, the lot.
Tell you what, they've got a real job on them, haven't they? Was watching the game.
And getting out bets up, yeah. Must be a good team of them sat around the table.
Yeah.
But, got to be 18 or over.
You've got to be 18, and the best bit is it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Because we want to gamble responsibly. £20 maximum bet you can put on. So I would just put in a fiver on. Just a little bit of interest, a little bit of fun.
That's why them birds in Baltimore, they must have thought he's got some cash.
Big eye roller.
Yeah. But no, it's good crying it, just to keep... I mean, obviously, we're all watching the World Cup Saturday, Sunday, and none of us actually got that much of an interest in who wins, have we?
No.
But...
Stick a five. A
couple of quid on.
If you've got £2 on Messi, two goals in the game...
All of a sudden gets a bit more interesting.
It certainly does.
Yeah, and also a massive thanks to NordVPN, who also supported the World Cup coverage.
That did come in handy over there.
It did.
I didn't realise.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it numerous times, but NordVPN, the best VPN business in the service. If you're abroad, you can watch stuff back home. And if you're at home, you can get them cheaper Netflix and watch them 3 o'clock kickoffs and also when bouncing your location. And there's not just that, there's a security, isn't there?
Oh, aye. I believe it is... Premium cyber security. It see, is. That even confuses me even more.
Yeah. Just sounds interesting.
What's cyber?
You're confused, John, but I'll tell you. All your passwords, all your bank details, everything under lock and key, anything you want to keep secure, NordVPN will do it for you.
Premium cyber security.
And the link again is in the description. Get yourself involved. 30-day money back guarantee, 4 months free.
Can I pick the first video?
Yeah, of course you can.
Stevie Watson.
There
with
Gaza.
24 hours with Gaza.
You mentioned Gaza then. Is it when Ginola signed that he had the wig on running up and down the training ground?
He had the silver wig on. Yeah. he was staying in a hotel. Walter put him in a hotel. I don't think he trusted him to give him a flat on his own, so he was living in a hotel at the time. But I've known him. He used to come and train with us when we were kids at Newcastle. Like, he literally... If you could keep Gaza on a football pitch 24/7, he'd have absolutely never have a problem. But Gaza used to come and train with us when we were, we'd have been 14, 15. He must have been 19, 20. Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, that's how he used to spend his time. But by then, I'd known him all the way through the years, off and on. But by the time he got to Everton, I think he was getting to the stage where his kind of body was sort of giving up on him a little bit injury-wise. He was injury after injury, really. So he never really got a spell in the team. But still, still amazing around the place. And just what I admire most about Gaza, or one of the things I admire most about him, is just he still always wanted the ball. He'd be people, 3 or 4 people around him, he still demanded the ball. He still had total belief in what he could do all. But unfortunately, his body probably wasn't allowing him to do what he used to do. I remember the five-a-side once. I remember he gave me the ball when I really, didn't need the ball at the time. And I pinged it up the line, and he's gone, I've said, Gaza, I don't want it there. And he's gone, you don't want the ball. And he looked at us like, you're absolutely disgusted that I'd said I didn't want the ball. And what I meant was, like, I couldn't do anything with it there. But that didn't register with him because he always wanted the ball everywhere, you know what I mean? So he just couldn't get it in his head. But he was still a great bloke. I remember we made the mistake of inviting him across. We were living in Mottram Hall because we'd just signed for Everton not so long ago and we're waiting for the house to be ready. So we'd lived in Mottram Hall, invited him over for the day. Honestly, mate, so much happened in that one day. That one day was unbelievable. Like, the ex-wife had never met him before. It was just carnage from minute one. Nothing nasty, but like just Gaza. You know, I met him at a petrol station and he went and he had a convertible at the time. Met him at the petrol station. He's in the petrol station. He bought a bag of a pick and mix, which literally couldn't close at the top. It must have been like 40 quid's worth. But he also had a tin of beans and he peeled the tin of beans back and he was sort of drinking the beans as he was driving. I was looking at him behind us and then we went past some roadworks and there's a hole in the road basically. And he's like, it was a Sunday, so it wasn't busy, but he came to a halt. And I'm saying, what's he doing? Like looking down these roads and poured the beans down, not the can, but he's poured the beans down the manhole, jumped out, poured the beans down.
Jumped out?
And poured the beans down, like sort of leant out, poured the beans down. And as we're driving further, I just see some bloke coming up with his hard hat on, covered in beans like that. And I see Gaza, like almost crying. You know, you see the shoulders going behind, like as he's driving to Mottram. And then we get to Mottram and we decide to have a game of golf. And just 4 hours away from like in the boozer. So I had a game of golf. Didn't have any clubs. Just walking to the first tee with his flip-flops on. I said, Gaz, I can't wear flip-flops. So he's gone to the car park. He sees some fella changing his shoes. Bought his shoes off him. Give him his flip-flops. Obviously, I had some clubs.
I've just sold me golf shoes to Gaz.
No, that'd be it. It would be, wouldn't it? So teed off. Sparky's playing with us. Mark Hughes is playing. So there's me, Gaza, Mark Hughes and my dad's playing. Dad never met Gaza before, he was buzzing. So anyway, played the front nine. Gaza's lost his ball on the ninth. He says, I'll go and get the drinks for the back nine. Expecting him to come to the 10th tee with the 4 bottles of water, stupidly, or maybe even 4 cans. But anyway, we're standing on the 10th tee. And we're like, there's a group behind us is like finishing off. Let them through. We're like, where the fuck is Gaza? So I've gone into the clubhouse. And Gaza's sitting with his feet up, watching the footy. He's got eight pints. And I'm like, what are we doing? He says, well, we're having a drink. It's half time. It's half time. It's half time. And I've said, well, no, like there's loads of groups there. So we end up having to fuck it off. And then, we've met this older couple who I know well, you know, a really nice old couple, Hillary and Arthur, they're called. They're buzzing to meet Gaza. They're in the spa area. The ex-wife's there. And they've got up and they've said, Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. These are in the 70s. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend time with you. And Gaza's turned around to him and says, what are you off to now? Off for your leg over, like. And they're looking at each other thinking,
go on, Arthur, lad.
And then we went for an Italian and he's ended up swapping his shirt with the Italian waiter. So he's got the Italian waiter shirt on. He's ended up having a piss against the window when somebody's having a meal. And then we've ended up back in Mottram Hall, gate crashing a wedding, which we ended up news of the world. Don't know if you remember, Gaz had ruined our wedding, somebody had said, but it wasn't. He'd made the wedding really, but somebody was trying to make a few quid. But that was like 24 hours with him, yeah.
I can imagine just sorting the electrician out in the hall and be like, is that beans? It's fucking beans.
Would you like to have him on?
Yeah, as long as it was sober.
Even
as,
now?
As long as it was sober.
Because when we met him, he didn't seem like he was in the best place, did it? I wouldn't like to have had him on at that point because it just kind of... For me, he's the English god from me growing up. Gaza was the pinnacle.
Daft as a brush,
I wouldn't want to tarnish that.
They were bloody good and all, weren't
they? Yeah.
They were very good. But it's like same as what us on the way. Like, you literally just never know what's going to happen, I imagine.
No.
If you're in his company for a prolonged period of time, absolutely anything could happen.
Yeah.
And you could get quite as dragged into it.
Yeah. But, you know, like, we talk about big dogs, and obviously Gazza was one of the biggest dogs of that era. But he always seemed down to earth, just a lad, as always. But we've heard, like, loads of the big dogs that have that element of arrogance. The story that we've heard about, Fabrizio Ravanelli, Neil Cox.
Oh, wow. Nice to hear it from horse's mouth, isn't it?
Yeah. A few have told, haven't they? Higgy told it. Blackmore kind of told it.
So they didn't get on, and then it all kind of come to a head before the FA Cup final.
Just the timing of it's outrageous, isn't it? FA Cup final, and Cox has thought, fuck it, I'm just cracking him. Like, enough's enough.
So obviously we had this thing on the FA Cup final day. So 2 days before the FA Cup final, we do the press. You know, the press, FA Cup final days is different. So you have these press before you come in 2 days. So I was injured. So you're going to be fit, fat? I'm not going to be fit. And I did this with a friend of mine I'd used for years. So what do you think your team will be? And I'd done my team, and Ravanelli wasn't in it. So Rav's got a bad hamstring. We haven't seen him for 2 weeks. He's gone back to Italy to get treatment. I don't think he'll be fit. So I wouldn't play him. We've just got relegated. We've had 3 points deducted. We'd lost in the League Cup final, last kick of the game. So I think we need to go out on a show the fans that are going to turn up again. I'll just do it. Anyway, on the Friday, Rav turns up and trains for half an hour. Then Gaffer names the team and he's playing. The lads are fucking fuming. The lads are like, what the fuck? So he names the starting lineup. He names the sub. So I wasn't even sub. And then, so we have a few beers, the boys that are not sub. And next day, this report comes out. Cox says, this will be the team. I don't think Ravanelli will be playing because of his bad hamstring. Don't think it's proper that he should play. That was my opinion. Anyway, he was having the cup final. You have the U suits on, the ties on, the sunglasses. So we're all stuck there. And I go, the fucking hell's that? I turned around, he'd hit me on the back of the head for this thing. So all of a sudden, we're fucking fighting, but all this press there with the sunglasses. And then their two bouncers joined in. They're fighting with all of us. Everybody's on top, Big Gordon McQueen. Everybody's having a scrap on the day of the cup final. My shirt's hanging out here and all this stuff. So this was like 11:30, day of the cup final. So we're getting on the coach. And somebody gets on the mic. Ravanelli's going to get you. Robbo says, you sit the fuck in front of the bus. Ravanelli, you get to the back of the bus. So we get to the game. Obviously, I won't allow to sit on the bench. So they put me in the stand. Anyway, I end up sitting next to Pelle. So I'm watching this game, FA Cup final, Chelsea v Middlesbrough, sat next to Pelle. Gutted I'm not playing. Been scrapping. My shirt's all over the place. Looked at the game. Kicks off. 1 minute. Well, in 38 seconds, 1-0 down. Well, that's a fucking good start for us. Di Matteo scores a worldie. 6 minutes in, Ravanelli comes off with a bad hamstring. I think, oh, he's going to go ape shit. So we get in the tunnel. He's fucking kicking off again in the tunnel. You cunt. And it's all pan. Robbo's going mad. His bottom lip's going. Like, fucking cup final, it's kicking off.
So he said, between yourselves?
Here's us. Just as Ravanelli's in the ice, there's two bouncers sat next to him. I'm going to have you, Coxie. Fucking, let's get it sorted out now. And it was one of them. And
the boys, in the dressing room? He's got his bouncers with him in the dressing room?
Yeah, but his eyes, like,
yeah.
I said to the gaffer, fuck, you should never have played him. I said, it's a bit late, I can't do anything now. Anyway, we lose the game. 2-0, get beat 2-0, go back to the do afterwards. And Robbo pulls after everybody. Listen, we're all stay together. If fucking this gets out, we're fucked. Anyway, I go to the toilet anyway, he follows me down, Ravanelli, with his two bouncers. I don't know this. I'm going to the toilet in the hotel. Anyway, Viv and Gordon and Robbo come down. I said to him, listen, want to kick it off? Let's lock the toilet doors. Let's just kick it off in here. And then it's done with. And then Rowe, no, it's not like that. So that's how the cup final was went.
Thing is, it must have been, you know, when he scored after about 35 seconds or whatever it was, Di Matteo, all the players must have been like, for fuck's sake, Coxie.
Surprising that after they got beat, that it didn't all kick off again in the changing rooms. I thought it had gone, fuck it, I might as well finish what I started.
Yeah. You liked him, Fabrizio?
Nah.
No?
There's only one person that said they got on with him. And that's Ignat.
Yeah.
By the way, what Coxie was saying, so when someone's big time,
you like it a little bit?
No.
No?
No, I never did.
Some people are funny with it.
Yeah.
Some people are funny and you kind of get it, but it sounded like he was a nightmare.
I think you've got to like half toe the line with them though, because you know that there's a good chance that they're that good that they're going to get you your fucking 3 points on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't really want to outdo them, but you know you've got to.
Yeah. Robbie Simpson, next.
This is up there for you, isn't it? I think you can relate to this.
Yeah, yeah. It was so. I mean, a bit of context beforehand. He was at uni whilst playing for Cambridge at the same time. So surreal, isn't it? Training or anything.
What used to go off like back in the day? Like that never happened now, would it?
No.
But back in the day,
even at that level, it wouldn't, would it?
Oh no, no, we're near it. You're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
As well, you get away with it depending on what type of lad you are. Because I played with lads at Donny who you'd hear the suitcase, as I've said before, coming down on a Saturday and they tossed it off.
Yeah. Because I think if it's an older player and you know, like, knees have gone, but they're still decent and they're just turning up for matches, you understand that, don't you? When someone's like just at uni and turning up on a Saturday.
Who the fuck's this here?
Turning up in Parker at Loafers.
Yeah. We're pot noodle for pre-match.
But it's a cracker.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It was the friction from some of the other lads you turning up on a Saturday?
Not really, no. Surprisingly not. There might have been some that I didn't know about, like if I was starting ahead of another striker. And I've not been training all week.
He's been on slippery nipples all week doing limboing.
I would have done. I would have been hammering myself behind my back.
I think it's the fans as well. You know, when you said you scored one before Christmas, I bet the fans were like, fuck me, he's away Monday to Friday and he's not doing it for us. But then it all changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it all changed. Yeah, Rob Newman was manager to begin with and then Jimmy Quinn came in. And it's weird because Jimmy Quinn came in. I always get asked, what was Jimmy Quinn like? I didn't really have too much interaction with him. It was literally just match day.
You saw him one day,
I was only there for matches. So
manager.
I let him talk like 10 minutes before the game, 10 minutes at half time, then 10 minutes after.
That's it. I don't really know what he was like because people used to hammer him a bit and I said, I don't know, I haven't really seen him. He just picks a team and then gives me a bit of direction what he wants me to do and I go out and play.
Business.
Were you fit enough then?
Yeah, well, I was at Loughborough at university, and so I was training actually with them, their first team up there every day.
Right, so you were still training and...
Yeah.
So it weren't like you were just literally pissed, get up, do a bit of study, pissed.
No, we'd train Monday mornings before lectures and then Monday evenings after lectures, then we'd go out and then we'd have a training session Tuesday. They would have a game Wednesday, which I played in. Without telling anybody, but I played in those games. And then we'd have a gym session Thursday. So it's pretty much full time there. And good facility, really good facilities. Better than the majority of facilities I've ever played at in my career, to be honest.
Did you get involved with the mad initiations and that they have?
I managed to avoid them. I got involved the year after. So after fresher year, I got involved because I didn't have to do it. But yeah, I managed to avoid it. I didn't join the football or train with them full time at university until sort of like the November, really. So I missed out all the Freshers Week initiation to the football clubs, thank God.
I thought you were going to say you went back after you'd left, like things.
Have a go. Okay. I missed that years ago. I've seen some horrible ones, though. Not from necessarily the football lads, but the rugby lads.
Rugby, yeah.
Jesus
Christ. It's always the rugby lads, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the wrong ones.
There were stairs leading down to, the nightclub at the top at the student union, leading down to the floor. They were like fire escape stairs, really. And the rugby players used to line up the stairs with their heads like that facing. And the person at the top used to neck as many pints as they can until they had to like bring it all back up. And they had a funnel going into the next person's mouth, who then had to drink as much of that as possible till he was about to be sick, get up, funnel to the next person. And the lad at the bottom, I don't know how they must have drawn straws. Oh, the lad at the bottom was basically just drinking. Everybody else is sick. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
That's ridiculous.
That's different level stuff, yeah.
We're sat here in Wealth Management Office. We're talking about shitting on toilets and sticking each other's mouth.
That's like, there's not a lot of things disgust me, but that's actually disgusting, isn't it?
Step too far.
What else? Any other examples?
The hockey players.
Hockey? I thought they were all posh.
Yeah, but they used to get naked with each other, I think.
The men or the women?
No, the men.
Men.
I know what you're thinking. Women with the hockey stick. You fucking animal.
They used to get naked with each other and do something with their hockey gloves or sticks or something. But that was a rumour going around. We just used to make our lads do. They used to lock up the athletic centre, because the athletics was basically GB athletes that trained there and lived there. They used to lock it up. And we just used to make ours basically break in. We called it the naked 400, do naked 400 metres and then leg it off before the security came and caught them. It's a bit of a challenge like that, really. And then a few drinking challenges, but that was their main challenge.
When bodily fluids get involved, it's just all a bit too much, isn't it?
I think I'd rather the top guy pissed in the next one.
I thought that's where you were going with it, to be honest.
I'd rather do that than part of me, would you?
It's a good job Duncan Roberts didn't go to you.
With his aim, it would have been chaos, wouldn't it? I'll pick it up from here, mate.
I've got a mate who's in army, and some of the stuff that he says, just when you get bodily fluids involved, it's all a bit much, isn't it?
I'm tapping out. I'm getting out of there.
Leaving the rugby team. No.
So were you not supposed to be playing for the uni team?
No, not really. No.
You won the? Did you win the cup 3 years on the trot?
We did, and I got sent off in one final, and it was the summer. So we won, I got sent off, which meant I was suspended from all football for five games. And it went into my first season at Cambridge United.
So you had to come clean?
Yeah, so I suspended. Yeah. Yeah, so I had to come clean.
That go down well?
Not really. Not really.
What did you do, like, you know, when they had the photos and stuff, did you just not get on them, you know, like with the cups and stuff at the end of the year?
Just hold it cup like that in front of your face. So. Yeah.
No, I still get in them. But back then, there wasn't really social media or anything.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, like, well, we've all done initiations, but that's different level stuff, isn't it?
Bodily fluids involved. You're not interested.
I don't mind. I'd rather...
If you're doing it. He giggles like anything, doesn't he, if he's shutting a programme.
I'd rather piss and shit over spit and sick.
Really?
Somebody pissed on me, that I won't really want...
Won't faze you?
No. You could piss on me now and I won't really be that bothered.
You'd be warmer.
Possibly, aye. If you could just do it on my right toe. Cause me, but yeah, but no, sick and spit.
No, sick, man.
On that, somebody messaged the other day saying, have you been in this person's ear? It was a woman in America, won the lottery, and she shat on the boss's desk as a parting gift.
I thought she sat.
No.
Oh, so she shit on it.
It's not a very good story, is it? Oh,
well, that's what
sat
I
on his,
I've seen
on his
the story,
desk.
And that's why I thought, but I never read it.
So she shat. It's a shock.
So she.
You skimmer.
Yeah. she must have said shat then, not sat. I must have misread.
Shit, yeah.
Fair. See, I think that's class, mate. That's good crack, that.
Over and out.
Yeah.
I've left something on your desk.
Yeah. See, even smear. She really didn't like him.
No, you've got to touch it, then.
Took it up walls and that. Oof.
No, I'm not into any of that. No.
But this, I mean, that's, as I said, that is different level initiation, that, isn't it? Mm.
Going back to the lads with OCD, with Gaza and stuff.
Yeah.
Brody told a good one. Travelling with Mark Convery.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
See, the thing is, like, it's like, it is actually probably a disease, isn't it? It's like a mental disease, isn't it? But, like, it's just half funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It must be awful, mustn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, see, that's why I'm late quite regularly, lads, because I've actually got it.
You're just turning light switches off on that.
No, my OCD is I've got to press snooze 12 times before I get up. It's another hour.
Have we got that on here?
We have.
Did you, looking at this, started at Wickham, were you in Newcastle's academy or Sunderland?
Nothing. Didn't go to any. Went on trial to Sunderland. They put us as a centre-half under Mick McCarthy. I'm thinking, right, okay. So they sort of left-footed, tall. I was quick at the time. Put your centre half, right? Okay, great. One centre half, played Newcastle. We got beat 3-0. Got pulled in. You do too many things a centre half does playing centre forward. I went, it's because I'm a centre forward. Didn't help when I've tried to flick it over the centre forward's head, like, and he's took it off and went through and scored. But Yeah, no, I got released from there, then went Newcastle Benfield in the Northern League. I was just playing. I was getting 80 quid on a Saturday afternoon. And we drew York in the FA Cup. Got beat 1-0, Billy McEwen. And next thing, bit of interest. I like your centre forward. Ended up signing up with York as a pro, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
And what were you?
19.
There you've been in League 2 then?
Conference.
Conference.
Yeah, going from sort of a part-time mentality to a full-time mentality. And I didn't get to grips with it straight away, I'll be honest. Little things like the chairman. Hi, Jason, you all right? And call him chairman, you know, approach. I'm fucking hell, sorry. Like, just little things that you didn't realise. And I was just a young, naive kid, but fearless, to be honest.
Did you move down?
No, I used to travel. We used to travel in the gaffer's gone. A few lads that travel in from the northeast. Great, no problem. Speak to Steve Bowie. Steve Bowie will pick you up. So I met him, Bowser. He had a van, a fucking van, right? Laid floors. So I was a young lad, the new young kid. So he's
a van like the Dingle van?
A van
with seats in back?
No, a van.
A van, John. A van. You know what I mean? You're like a...
No, a not a bus, a fucking van. So I'm in the back with a fucking bucket full of paintbrushes because I was a young kid. So... He said, bro, you'll have to get in the back because I pick another lad up. So he could only have three in the van. One in him driving, one in the front, and me in the back. So for about 3 weeks I've travelled York. I still didn't know, there was no windows in the fucking back. I'm laying on the back of this van, lay on my football bag. I got out with training, I've got fucking paint, plaster all over. I thought, what am I letting myself in for, yeah? But he'd had an agreement that he didn't train on a Monday. So when he trained, he drove. I was like, oh my God. Anyway, we ended up sort of getting it spread out a little bit. And then meet Mark Convery. You know, the Shell garage on the A690 at Durham.
Yeah.
Have you met Con?
Yeah.
9:10. Where's Con? One of the lads went, he struggles with his OCD. You know, Con, where are you? Remember the old slide Nokias? You've got no idea. No fucking idea. He was still in his house in fucking Newcastle, the other side of the airport. Con, what are you doing? You had to switch the light switch off 21 times.
21?
21 times before he left. So he's late. So I'm going to be late here. I didn't understand it. So Con's fucking...
Every light switch, I just
on his way out the house.
Right.
So when we got there, he eventually got here. He had a BM, little 3-series BM. He ended up crashing it when he went to Cambridge on the roundabout because he was sliding his phone up and down. He had to do 4 sets of 8, sliding his phone. Honestly, you think I'm joking? I'm being deadly serious. And nobody... So we get there. Con gets in and he's fucking starts sliding his phone up and down. I'm going, oh my God. Anyway, so going forward, that's just how it was. He was lit. So we played Morecambe. We end up getting the playoffs, playing Morecambe away. They put me in a room with Con, right? He had to have the light on. He had to have the telly on volume 21 when he went to sleep. So he's got to do his light switch 21 times. He had to have the volume on the telly 21.
That's loud.
Fucking, I couldn't sleep. 7 Lucasades, 3 bananas in the fucking 21. So anyway, I never forget one night. Played Scarborough away. And you know what it is like from York to Scarborough? It was pissing down. I'd been sent off on the Saturday at Grays Athletic away for an elbow after 21 minutes.
So funny enough.
So the punishment was play the reserves against Scarborough, and Con was playing. So Con went, I'll drive, bro. I thought, ah, fucking sound. Con, you drive, mate. Gets there. York and Scarborough had a bit of history anyway, didn't they? The McCain Stadium, was it? Yeah. The McCain. It was pissing down. And then roads to Scarborough from York. The windows are steaming up. I'm going to Con, put your blowers on. Like, I can't. What do you mean? I can't touch them. And what do you mean you can't touch them? He didn't think, this is his mentality. He didn't think bad things were going to happen. He thought good things wouldn't happen. I said, nothing good's coming out of this. So you can't see out your windscreen. We're driving down the road. It's pissing down. We can't see where we're going. Just put your blows. I can't. He couldn't touch them. I said, can I touch them? Oh, you can touch them. Fucking hell. Tell us that 20 minutes ago. Fucking would have put them on for you. Honestly.
Baffled, are you, man?
And you know the dressing rooms at York, the little tiles,
yeah,
the old ground, he couldn't stand on the cracks.
Mm. Was he tip to win around?
And so he'd put his, he'd take his shoot off and he'd put it down. I remember, Dave McGurk? Not T.Y., yeah. Innit? He's put all his stuff and he bear in mind, we're talking a 20-3 here. He hadn't been out to warm up because he couldn't take his shoot off. So he's folded everything up, put everything dead nicely on his thing. Someone just went, fuck off, and kicked it. Oh, his head's fucking gone. He went in the shower, couldn't stand on cracks. So that's what I was, so I'm travelling in the back of a van. Someone with OCD, I'm thinking, what am I letting myself in for? Anyway, yeah, you're fucking, honestly, brilliant. What a football club.
That'd just start annoying me. If you're not putting blowers on a car, just because you can't touch them. Do you know what I mean? When you can't see. You're putting my life at risk here, going out motorway and windows frosted.
Did I ever tell you one about the one with the Lucozade? So one of the lads I know at Fleetwood, his missus were in hospital having twins. And he were like, OCD, you know about his car being clean? So like every 10 minutes he'd get his rag out and wipe his dashboard, you know, for dust and shit, yeah, like that. So he was stopping at our house. So we went into work one morning and I never had a chocolate bar, right? So coming out on the way home, he's gone, what the fuck, what you been eating? I said, what do you mean? He says, there's chocolate all over me, all over seatbelt. I says, well, I obviously I've not had any chocolate, have I? He went, no. So never apologised, fuck all, right? So he had a pop at me for spilling chocolate on his seatbelt, but I never did. So next morning, it was my turn for Lucozades, right? So I thought, fuck him. So I've gone in, got two orange Lucozades, and I've shook his up. So he's opened it up, it's fucking exploded everywhere as it does.
You fucking wanker, you know what you're doing.
I said, she must have just scanned it through right quick. I said, I ain't done fuck all of that. Got to work.
Bastard.
That's the last time you'll fucking care me in it for dropping chocolate on your seatbelt. Honestly, you couldn't concentrate with driving. You were, that's how some folk are with
it. Remember talking about losing heads? Remember Dennis Wise? I think that one next. Barnard.
See, piss poor from Dennis. I think that.
Do you think
you can't be involved in all the crack and that, and then when it's turned around on you, lose your head.
That's, yeah, spit your dummy out.
Yeah, it's piss poor, isn't it?
So where did you go in at Chelsea? If you, at that age, it's a strange one, isn't it?
Yes, it's a bit different nowadays, but I signed literally the same week as Dennis Wise did in 1990. So he got obviously all the sort of paper and all of this and everything. And I was literally just like it was almost like signing for the under-21 team nowadays. And you don't really hear of the players sort of thing. So I came in and in those days, there was probably a squad of 25 to 30 players for the first team and reserves, and then the rest was made up with youth teams. So train a little bit with the first team. Pre-season was first team with them. So there's me trying my nuts off. First pre-season running session was around these two massive fields, about 4 miles. And I thought, you know, Dennis Wise was really fit. And I thought, oh, I'm going to keep up with him. So I fucking running next to Dennis Wise. I was fucking, come on, Dennis, keep going, mate. He's only fucking that big. And he looked back at me, fucking boss-eyed and everything like this and stuff. And he pushed on a bit more. So I've carried on going a bit more. Then I've hit the fucking wall. And then I'm like, and eventually, like, I think I finished about fourth or fifth in the run. So I was buzzing like this. So I made my debut 2 years later. That's how long it fucking took to get into the first team. So
that was Wise. How was he, Dennis Wise?
Marmite Dennis. Sort of, most people, I loved him or hate him, but I think he was very wary of me because I played in a similar position to him. So he always try and leave a little bit on the younger players in training and stuff like that. So you always had to be careful around him. And he was quite a big character as well. I remember we went abroad once and we were playing a game. So we're sitting around a table, everybody, we've all eaten. We're in a Chinese restaurant. It's a round table with the round bit in the middle, which spins around and stuff. So we finished the meal and they wanted to play a game, a silly game sort of thing, where it's like to my left, Premier League football teams. And I say Liverpool and you say Man United.
Word association game.
Word association. So we're going round and there was the worst drink you could see in the middle of the table. There was Worcester sauce in there, tomato sauce, cider, Guinness, lager, vodka, the lot in there. And you had to drink this drink if you got caught out. So I'm like that. I'm fucking, I'm wired. I'm thinking I'm not going to get caught out like this. Dennis Wise has got caught out 3 times in a row. He's fucking steaming, absolutely steaming. And he's gone, fuck it, I'm going for a piss. So he's gone to the toilet and he's come back in and he's gone, right, boys, whose go is it? It's yours go, Dennis. And he went, right. He went, okay. To my right, makes of toilet, Armitage Shanks. And all the boys are like, what the fuck? And the guy next to him's just gone, fuck. And just down the drain. And then everyone's gone, you can't do that, Dennis. That's out of order. That's out of order. And he's gone, oh, fuck the lot of you. And he's fucking got up and he's lifted the table up, flipped the table and fucking dropped a load of money down and fucking walked out. And we were like, what? Fuck.
I was just about to say that's good crack.
It was, yeah.
The toilet, yeah. But not the,
everyone
not
was like,
the
everyone
table.
Around this side, the guy to his left was like, fucking brilliant. The guy to his right was like, fucking hell, I've got to drink this drink. And, but that was Dennis. Dennis was a bit of a hot head. He could sometimes just lose it and stuff. So I know there was a few instances, I think, after that, later on in his career where he might have beaten up a taxi and a few other things and stuff.
Well,
so,
the thing with Callum. Yeah. There was, yeah. Was it Dubes? Said, couple of things about him.
Yeah.
About the young lads said, and just hair. A bit.
Bully.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be, yeah. So, you know, I kept myself to myself a little bit with him. So you had to sort of just know who you could wind up and who you couldn't wind up.
See, I think that it's good crack what he's done. Oh, the toilet.
Yeah.
But then losing your head because of a bit of friction.
It's like saying names of my aunties to my left beginning with Anne. Isn't it? Yeah. Nobody knows another answer.
Yeah.
At least he left a bit of money, though.
A bit of initiative for the toilets.
Yeah.
But then he's just not took it well, has he?
Which is poor.
We've heard a few tales like that about Dennis, haven't we?
Mm. Yeah, you've got. If you're going to be involved in it, you've got to take the rough with the smooth, haven't you?
Yeah. No, there's been a good few, haven't there, over the last few months on Patreon?
Some belters.
Over the years, man.
Yeah.
But if you haven't signed up, there is some involved. Belters.
So two extra episodes every month.
Holloway, Norm, Crossley, Carlton
Jamie Lawrence
Palmer.
Was last week.
Jamie Lawrence has gone down well.
Yeah, Charlie
what
Austin.
What a story.
He's
yeah, Charlie
back,
Austin.
He, Charlie?
Ah, he's coming back. Bless him, he's 6 months and out.
Yeah. Dog was still in quarantine. Boomerang Charlie, the starting colleague.
I bet dogs like that for fuck's sake. Not again, Charlie. Not again. But no, to be fair.
I think family, is it, back here?
Yeah,
I think his daughter's still over here, isn't she? But
family first, football second.
Yeah,
was his reasons.
Fair enough.
But no, it's much appreciated supporting the podcast.
Yeah,
it's not just the two extra as well, because it does actually pay for us to go and stop away and do all stuff for
do the.
The
other,
it's helped us massively, hasn't it?
The original one.
We massively appreciate all the Patreons because it makes it possible, doesn't it?
And we'll keep knocking them out for you.
Next series.
When's
end
that
of
start?
June, beginning of Feb.
Right.
Beginning of Feb.
But you'll still get your Patreons, won't you?
Yeah, the Patreons are out.
Your Patreons won't be going short. You'll still get them 2 episodes a month. Have we got any ideas for the next series?
Yeah.
Shreevesy.
Jeff Shreeves is...
Is he in?
He's in. I think he actually volunteered himself to come on.
Did yeah.
He? We said, we'll have a chat and get back to you, Jeff.
But no, there's plenty. We need to go back up to Scotland, don't we?
Mm.
Tony Pulis.
Paul Lambert. We've still got to do Mulgrew. Loads of people are asking about Mulgrew, but we had to cancel last minute,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? So he's coming very soon. So there's some bloody big dogs there. Yeah.
Tony Pulis.
Are you looking forward to seeing Tony again?
I'm looking forward to seeing the gaffer again.
Gaffer, you creepy bastard.
Eh?
The gaffer.
His fucking tactical genius paid for my wedding. And my deposit on my house. I've got a lot to thank Tony for. Unfortunately, I needed to get fucking promoted another 3 times to pay for my divorce, but we can't have it all, can we?
How many of your old managers would you call gaffer if you saw him?
Tony.
Because that must be a marker, you know, if you are the gaffer.
Tony, Alan Irvine.
You like a mark of respect what
yeah.
You're coming with.
I think when I saw Alan and after dinner, I think I called him Gaffer.
Yeah.
Thing is, I could get away with that because he came to Blackburn as assistant Lambert. So it was from Gaffer to Al. Right. I ended up Alan him off.
Al.
Al.
Well, which other man? I've had fucking that many. Just on that, if anybody does want to book us for an after dinner, what are you laughing at?
Thing is, do you go from gaffer to just first name, or do you go straight in with nickname? Like, because Paul Dickov was always gaffer. Do I go in with Dickie or Paul?
Dickie,
Paul sounds too familiar, and Dickie.
Yeah. It's too
formal, and Dickie probably too familiar.
Yeah.
I've gone in with Dino, with Saunders.
Yeah. Oh,
I got that out the way early.
Yeah. Is there any you still called Gaffer?
No, because when I spoke to Mick, no, I said, all right, Mick. I didn't go Gaffer.
All right, Mick.
Which is why he's not been on yet.
Mickey.
Well, Mick McCarthy's going to come on as well, isn't he?
But nah, I don't think so.
Oh, you just go with a aya. Not like no name.
No, because they'll know. I wouldn't just go in with that.
Oh, talk about that. You know, we talked before about handshakes. I had one of the most embarrassing handshake of my life the other day. There were a bloke brought down in front of the house, and I went to help him and I finished. And I went with a fist bump. He went with the handshake. And then he changed to a fist bump. And I changed to the handshake. I ended up shaking his fist.
Auld Lang Syne.
You can do. I do that on purpose sometimes. Yeah. New people come in the gym, I'll lead with the fist pump, and then last second change, and it's just creates incredible awkwardness.
Been so good at rock paper scissors, isn't it? It goes in with hey. But no, there'll be some old managers on then next series.
The better for us, then, I think, you know, because we've done so many ex-players. I think it's...
Yeah, mix it up with the managers. And I'd like to get another ref on if there's any out there.
Yeah.
And if anybody's got any suggestions for guests, then stick them in the comments.
Yeah, and if you do know anybody, not just suggestions, it's all right saying, oh, can we get fucking Maradona on? Well, obviously not, no. But you know what I mean? If you know somebody who'll come on, not just, can you get so-and-so on? He tells a good story in a pub. Ask them and then get the number and then tweet it to the relevant people and... These will organise it.
How many times have we been speaking about certain guests that we'd love to have on, and he'll just pipe up, oh, I've got his number.
I've never thought about actioning that, John.
What was the last one? Oh, it was in Doha, weren't it? What, just if somebody had the England captain's phone number in the phone, how handy would that be? Oh, I've got Maguire's if we need it.
Arsehole. Absolute arsehole.
It's not, I just don't think. I'll have to have a look through my phone book and see who's in.
Can you think about doing that 3 years ago, maybe?
We've been all right so far, haven't we?
But we hope everybody has a merry, merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a fantastic Christmas and a happy new year.
Looking forward to it? Christmas dinner and all?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
You're a card sender, John.
Am I what?
I'll
tell you
cards?
What, right?
No,
for me. I was thinking about this. I want to, because I've been shopping this morning. That's why we're late. The card shop. Is actually the most stressful time at Christmas for me. Do you know, like, mum, dad, brother, missus, grandma, granddad, auntie, uncle.
Yeah.
You know,
do you do cousins, them all?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody.
What are you writing at?
Just
you
can't write.
To dad.
Merry Christmas. Card in crayon.
From John.
Love, John.
Happy.
No,
I don't know why that's so funny.
I always go Jonathan in cards.
Do you?
Yeah.
That is formal.
The thing is, I'll give them the cards because it'll have the money in it. So that's why I've got to.
You don't buy him presents?
No, they ask for money, like the big present money.
How much you put in? How much you giving your dad?
150.
150 quid?
Yeah, and then a present.
One each?
And a present?
Yeah, my dad, my brother and my mum.
We're going to have to put that Patreon up to a tenner, aren't we?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Why would you
can I get on your Christmas card list?
Why would you give your dad? Oh, fuck it now. You've just done a mart of 50 quid. They get 100 snotters a piece now. And then I get your mum some shitty...
Some smellies.
Body wash shit and a bottle of gin. Get my father 24 cans of lager and a bottle of port. And then get your brother a shirt that he never wears. Might as well get my size because he don't fucking wear them. Might as well give me back. Might as well pick one that I like myself.
150 quid in card?
Oh, each.
I like that as well. I get my dad like a bottle or something.
Generous John, innit?
Generous John. Honest John.
Generous Honest John. Now they put money in my cards, really, mate. We're just swapping.
Yeah.
We're just swapping £20, no, it's really. I took him out for dinner the other day. This sums my missus up. This took him out for dinner the other day, mum and dad. And my mum went, "We're giving you money again, love." And she went, "Oh, right, thank you, thank you." She says, "What did you spend last year's on?" And she went, "I paid for carpet cleaning and settee cleaning with you." That's what she spent her fucking Christmas money on. Clean it fucking settee. And I'm at mum with it. And mum went, "Oh, well, I'd rather you spend on something that you want to do."
like Kent.
Right, well, thanks very much for watching.
Yeah, have a fantastic
Christmas. All the very best. We've got our predictions, our new predictions league, if you fancy a go, in association with Who Knows Wins. So if you want to have a go, we've got pick 10. We've got 10 fixtures every week.
Easy to follow us. Yeah. Well, maybe not for you, but it's QR code.
Yeah.
What?
Scan the QR code.
I'll tell you what, it's coming up on screen now.
Nicely done, Chris.
Yeah. Right. So what else? Oh, and if you're missing us over the festive period, just listen back to some of the old ones.
Yeah. With that predictions leave, you chuck a fiver in and top of the list gets the pot.
Whoa. It was good back in the day, that, wasn't it?
I thought to get that going.
Yeah.
So we'll go again for the new year. That's it. You'll be on your record. You'll be bumping everybody's Christmas card up next year.
Oh, yeah, if ever a good win. Year, we who knows wins next year, they might get 170.
Love, Jonathan.